Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, you been outside yet this morning?
Just get the paper.
You notice anything special?
No, I can't say I did, Lou.
You didn't notice the frozen field mouse on your front stoop? This is the third day in a row the temperature's below freezing. You know what they say, frozen mice means frozen ice.
You mean the lake's frozen?
I wouldn't have these with me if it wasn't.
No, we're going skating!
I love the first skate of the season.
Oh, I'll get my stuff.
Okay, I'll see you out there.
We're going skating, we're going skating. Ding dong, the mouse is dead, we're gonna hit the ice. Going skating, ding dong, the mouse is dead, we're going ding dong.
Not frozen yet, huh?
Nope.
Like hell to practice in the gym.
Well, you saw the field. It's like an ice rink.
Yeah, well, don't let Luther hear that. I'll tell you what, you should just go down. Tell the guys I'll meet them in the gym. I'll be there in just a minute, all right?
You're not coming now?
No, I got a little problem to handle with my scatterbrained daughter.
Don't talk to me about daughters. I'll tell you what my daughter did this weekend.
No, and there really isn't time right now, Stacy.
Right.
Yeah, hey, if you see Dauber, would you tell him to get these boxes out of here? I mean, they've been in here since yesterday, all right?
Gotcha.
Jeez, it's like a maze getting through here. So, Miss Starkelson called and said you wanted to see me?
Close the door, will you? Kelly, what do you do when you get a parking ticket?
What do you mean?
When you get a parking ticket on campus, what do you do with it?
Well, what everybody else does. I donate them to the homecoming committee. See, and then once a year they make this big float out of them. It's really funny. Whoever donates the most gets to ride as queen.
Oh, golly. Well, Your Highness, I just got a call this morning from the registrar's office. Do you have any idea how many tickets you have?
I don't count them, Dad.
Yeah, well, the university does, and right now they're up to 35.
Kidding. I'm going to be queen!
Kelly, you know, they can suspend you if you don't pay these tickets.
What, for parking on campus? Dad, the only reason I get all those tickets is because I go to class all the time.
Kelly, these amount to more than $700.
Oh, that's ridiculous. If I were you, I wouldn't pay it.
Well, I'm not gonna pay it.
You're not? Dad, they can suspend me.
Well, you should have thought about that when you're going to all those classes.
I can't believe you're not gonna help me.
Well, Kelly, giving you $700 is not gonna help you because you're not gonna learn anything from it. You just turn around and you do it again.
Dad, you're talking to me like I'm some irresponsible kid. Now, look, how about if I borrow the money from you and I'll pay you back when I'm a famous dancer?
I got a better idea. What about you get a job and then you can pay me back now?
Where am I going to find a job? There's no work for a dancer in Minnesota.
I can get a job on campus. Now, according to the registrar, there's all kinds of job opportunities for convicted felons like yourself. Why don't you go see Mrs. Catalano, room 406?
You're serious?
Yep, and I'm really proud of you for doing this.
Well, I'm only doing it because you're making me.
Well, then I'm proud of me.
Hey, Kelly.
Can you move these damn boxes, please?
What's her problem?
Hey, well, forget her. What's your problem? Look, I told you about these supplies, and you haven't done anything about it. Now, come on, get going, bud.
Right. Sorry, Coach.
Yeah. Dauber!
Yeah, Coach?
Where are you going?
I was going to get a haircut.
What about the supplies? I mean, what's the matter with you? I mean, you act like you're in a fog or something.
I do?
You still having that exhaust problem with your van? No, I mean it. You've been falling down on the job here, bud. It's been going on for a while now. Now, come on, I mean, are you sick or something?
I'm not sick. I'm in love.
With what?
With a girl. Oh, it's messing up my mind. Oh, I got a bad coach. Like, I can't sleep. I can't breathe. I can't eat as much.
It's great, Doc.
No, it isn't. She doesn't even know I'm alive. I'm not in her league. She's a goddess.
Whoa, goddess. Who is she?
I'd rather not tell you. I don't want everybody to tease me.
Ah, come on. Nobody's going to tease you. Well, maybe some of the guys on the team. I mean, they're kids, but none of the coaches are going to tease you.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Dauber's got a girl.
Who? Dauber's got a girl. Dauber's got a girl.
I want to tell you, you won't like her.
Yeah, we will. We'll like her. We like everybody you like. Come on, we're not hard on people, are we, Luther?
No, who is it?
Hey, wait a minute. Is it a cheerleader?
Hey, give me a D. Give me an A. Give me a U. Give me a B.
Hey, dummy!
Hey, guys, I really don't want to tell you.
Hey, Melonhead! I got a phone to pick with you.
You ever heard of knocking, Watkins? You know, it's where you use your knuckles. That's those things that scrape along the ground when you walk.
Well, this isn't a social call, Bigfoot. Those glandular cases you call a team have come into my gym to practice while my women are still using it.
Well, let me explain the pecking order around here, Coach Watkins. Top priority is the football team, okay? After that comes men's basketball, hockey, men's gymnastics, baseball, kayaking, men's golf, men's volleyball, men's table tennis, all men's intramural sports, and then anything men want to play, okay? And then after that comes girls' basketball. It's freezing outside, and my guys need to practice.
Your guys need a lot of practice, but not on my time.
Ah, well, if you don't like it, then you can go to administration.
Well, I don't need the administration to fight my battles for me. I'm taking you on Hayden Fox. This is war.
Ooh, I am shaking.
You're too dumb to know how much trouble you're in.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're dumb and tall.
Oh, slashed again by the rapier wit of Coach Hayden Fox. Ouch.
God, I hate that woman.
What the hell does rapier mean?
Sharp, pointed to the heart.
What?
Oh, no,
Doc.
That's who you're in love with?
Judy Watkins?
Paula Bunyan?
No. T-Dub!
I knew you guys wouldn't like her.
Gentlemen, as a coaching staff, I thought we did a lousy job yesterday. Now, when we go back in the gym this afternoon, I want to see some organization. And I don't want to see anybody climbing ropes or shooting hoops or jumping on the trampoline. And I don't want to see any of the players doing it either, you know?
Hey, we got a problem. The girls have padlocked the gym. We can't get in.
Well, I sent Dauber down there to clear them out.
Well, look, they left this on the door.
We are women, hear us roar. What the hell is this mean?
From a Helen Reddy song, Hayden, it means...
Oh, Luther, shut up. Doggone that woman. I mean, I explained the whole pecking order to her yesterday. It's like it doesn't mean anything to her.
Maybe you should go to administration.
Well, I'm not going to go if she isn't. I'm a bigger man than she is. Not by much, I'll tell you that.
You want us to take the team out in the field?
Yeah, I guess so. Go ahead.
Let's just hope we can get something done without anybody getting hurt.
Wait a minute. Let's just hold our heads up and try to look sharp out there, all right? I mean, if she wants to play her little girl games, let her go ahead and play them alone. I mean, we're the football team, right? We don't play games.
That's right.
Come on, we're men.
That's right.
We rise above this.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go. Come on.
Oh. Hang back a second. We're going to get this little girlie right where she lives.
Oh, great. I knew we wouldn't rise above this. What are we going to do?
I say we get even, all right? She can ruin one of our practices. We can ruin one of hers. I say we sneak into the equipment room tonight and we let all the air out of the basketballs.
You can't do that. You'll see it. She hardly ever leaves the building.
No, we'll find a way to do that. I mean, don't you think this is a great idea?
Yeah, I think it's real funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
We're talking rapier wit here, Lou.
Coach.
Huh? Where the hell you been? I thought you were going to run those Amazons out of the gym.
I tried. I went up to Coach Watkins, and I told her you wanted her out of there. She just said,
Forget it. What'd you say?
I told her she had a nice smile.
Jeez, Dauber.
Well, she does, Coach. She just lights up.
Yeah?
Come on, Hayden, it's not Dauber's fault.
You sticking up for him?
No.
Coach, I know the way you feel about Judy, and I'm sorry if...
It's all right, Dauber. It's not your fault.
I'm not done yet. While I was helping her padlock the doors... I did something I don't think you're going to like very much.
You didn't write the note, did you, Doc?
No. I asked her out on a date. She said yes. I think I'm about the happiest man alive.
Well, you got me beat, I know that. Dauber, I don't know how you could do this to me. You know, of all the women in the school, why did you have to pick... Wait a minute, when are you going out on the date?
Tonight.
Tonight? You're going out tonight?
I'm just going to take her out to dinner. And then if it goes really well, and it seems like she's in the mood, I'm going to take her to a movie. Well, I know you guys think I'm worse than the worst scum in all the 10,000 lakes of Minnesota, but I got to follow my heart.
You know, I admire you for that, compadre.
You?
You just go out there tonight and you have yourself one heck of a swell time.
You're a hard man to read, Coach.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My knees are never where I think they are.
Hey, Dob, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Nick.
Would you and the lovely lady like to start with a drink before dinner?
I'll have a glass of white wine.
Good.
I'll just have my usual.
You must come here a lot.
Yeah, we have a coach's dinner here every Wednesday, and then we usually eat here after the games. Have you ever been here?
No, this is Hayden's hangout, and I enjoy a meal so much more when it stays down.
I wish you could know Hayden the way I know him. You know, everybody thinks he's this loudmouth, obnoxious, kind of self-centered guy, but... he's also a guy who always thinks he's right. And that's what makes him a wonderful friend.
You want to run that around the track one more time?
Once you're his friend, no matter what you do, he'll stick with you just to prove he's not wrong. That kind of loyalty is rare.
So is that kind of logic.
Thanks. Well, now that we're getting to know each other better, I need to know if you're okay with a couple of things. First, there's the age thing. Now, I'm 26, and I know you're 28, and I wondered if you have a problem with that.
I don't think so.
Good. Okay. Also, I'm the lowest coach on a football team, and you're the highest coach on a basketball team, and I wondered if you had a problem with that. Even though Coach says, since I'm the lowest coach on a man's team, and you're the highest coach on a woman's team, then we're about equal. What do you think?
I think Coach Schwartz is an idiot.
Oh, I know. I mean, what do you think about what I just said?
I think all that doesn't matter. All that matters is that we have similar interests and that you stay 5 inches taller than me.
So far, so good. Now the big one. I don't think I could live overseas for an extended period of time.
I don't have a problem with that either.
Great. Well, now you know me. So, how about you?
Well, let's see. I'm from Atlanta.
I've heard nothing but good things about Atlanta. I'm sorry they burned it during the Civil War.
Well, it's all fixed up now.
Good.
Here you go. Ready to order?
I think we'll just enjoy our drinks for a minute.
Well, just let me know when you're ready.
You know, I'm used to working every night, and it's real nice to be here with you.
Here's to the first of what I hope will be thousands and thousands of dates.
Coach Watkins, I'm sorry to bother you, but this is sort of an emergency, see? Someone just broke into the equipment room and deflated all the balls.
What?
Well... I just went to lock up, and they were all just lying there flat. Oh, and they left this on the door.
We are men. Hear us laugh.
What does that mean?
To take off on a Helen Reddy.
Oh, shut up, Anne. He knows exactly what it means. You set me up.
What are you talking about?
You asked me out just so Hayden Fox and his goons could pull this little prank.
Oh, no, I did not. I didn't know anything about this, I swear.
Oh, don't give me that. And I was naive enough to think you were different.
No, I am different. Everybody says so.
I don't ever want to see your lying face again.
Judy, wait. All right, go ahead.
Girl's face tonight when she walked in the equipment room. I wish we could have stuck around to see Watkins' face.
Hey, you want to see Watkins' face? You look up camel in the dictionary. Tell you something, we're going to have to be on our guard, though. She is so childish, she's going to want to get back at us.
Yeah, she won't know how to let this thing go. You know, I better put a couple of extra padlocks on that equipment room door, just be on the safe side.
Good idea. Hey, Luth, bounce pass.
Hey, Kelly, what are you doing?
Paying my debt to society.
You doing what?
Working to pay off some parking tickets. My father wants to see me suffer.
Oh, that's nice. Good night.
Kelly, you want to come in here a second?
Yeah.
Is this the only job you could get at being a night janitor?
Well, it's the one that paid the most. And as good a lesson as I'm learning, I didn't want to have to learn it any longer than necessary.
And I suppose it's the only building that you had to choose from. Or is this just a plan to make your dad feel guilty?
What? Just because you're making your daughter work as a night janitor when her dream is to dance? Why would that make you feel guilty?
Hey, make sure you get the one out in the hall, too, would you?
Oh, jeez, Dom, I just mopped there.
Hey, Donald, what are you doing here? I thought you had a date tonight.
Dude. I gotta talk to you, Coach. I heard what you guys did tonight to the girls' basketballs. It was real funny and everything. Yeah. Judy thinks I was in on it.
What?
She thinks the only reason I asked her out was to get her away from here so you guys could get into the equipment room. She threw milk in my face, Coach. That hasn't happened since I was a sophomore.
Ah, jeez, talk about paranoia. Hey, she should know you wouldn't have anything to do with something like that.
I know. I tried to tell her it was just a coincidence, but she wouldn't believe me. I mean, it was either a coincidence or you used me, and I know you wouldn't do that.
Right.
So I need you to do me a favor, Coach. I need you to go talk to her.
Me?
But you're the only one that knows the truth.
Aw, gee, Dom, I don't want to talk to that kangaroo. She's always calling me names. I'd talk to her if I thought it would do any good, but she doesn't believe me. She hates me.
I know, but right now she hates me even more. She thinks I betrayed her. She just thinks you're an idiot. Her words. Well, what do you say, Coach? Will you do it?
Oh, geez, Dom, I'd rather swim after a heavy meal than talk to that. Hey, why don't you send her some flowers or a nice pair of low heel shoes, huh?
I think the only thing right now that's going to make a difference is you talking to her. You know, Coach, there's only so many girls that come along in your lifetime who are special and who you can relate to and who are 6'1". I know this is a hard thing for you, Coach, but I know you can do it because you're the best.
Oh, gee, Dom, all right, I'll get her back for you.
I think she's in the equipment room.
You want me to talk to her tonight? Oh, jeez. Hey, hi, Pockets! Listen, we have to talk.
I will not listen to anything that comes out of your mouth unless it's preceded by an apology.
Yeah, well, it's about...
Not unless it's an apology.
Hey, look, it's
about... Apologize!
Hey, look, come on. Sorry.
That's better.
Sorry you're such a moron. Cut it out.
Then apologize like a human being or as close as you can get.
Sorry.
That was beautiful.
Now, can I say what I came to say?
Your dog spit.
Yeah, well, you're a loon neck, so enough chit-chat. I want to tell you something. You know, Dauber had nothing to do with this. It was all my idea. He is completely innocent.
Oh, I really believe that.
Yeah. Well, would I be down here sharing oxygen with you if I didn't have to? Now, look, if you don't believe me, just go down to the team room. He's down there. He's like a pool of mush. I mean, the guy is crazy about you. Hey, don't get too flattered, you know? He's also been in college for 8 years.
You really didn't know anything?
Yeah, I swear. Now, would you stop blaming him and just date him again?
Well, hey, I'd like to do that very much, but I think it's going to be awfully hard for Michael and me to date when you and I are at war.
Michael?
That's his real name, Bonehead.
Oh, yeah? Well, his friends call him Dauber. And can we just stop the name-calling here, Jitty?
I'd like us to stop all of this.
Fine.
So how would we do that?
Well, you could move to another school.
Or you could have another season like you did last year, and then you could move.
I can't talk to you. I don't even know why I try.
Look, I'm willing to try to put an end to this petty fighting and handle our differences like two mature adults. Do you think you could do that?
I can if you can.
Good. We'll figure out a schedule so that we can both use a gym when we have to, and we'll try to avoid each other as much as possible.
Well, I like that part of it.
Then I say we call a truce.
All right, truce. I'll just go tell Dob the good news.
Jerk!
Well, that's all settled.
Yeah?
Yeah, she wants to go out with you again.
All right, Coach! I knew you could do it.
Well, the way's clear for you to ruin your life, Doc.
Great. Is she still in the equipment room?
Yeah. If you catch her, you can still have dinner.
I owe you one, Coach.
Hey, Doc. You should also know that the war is over.
It is?
Yeah. I had a talk with her, and I convinced her that for the good of the school and benefit of young people, that we should forget these little childish pranks and start behaving like human beings.
I think that's great. Way to go, Coach.
Thanks, man.